Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Amen. Give Priscilla a good hand clap. Hallelujah. For those of you who celebrate fruits by physical intimacy, all those who plan to do that when you get married, just know that in heaven, Jesus said, you know, in the age to come, they neither marry nor give in marriage, because they are like angels, angels of God. Amen. So that celebration will end here. Glory be to God. It's not there. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Yeah, so you have heard the marriage fellowship is not as spiritual as some of you think. Amen. People talk about weird things. Glory be to God. Amen. God is good. Before I forget, give a very big hand clap to the worship team. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, when you can, give a high five to our Chizo, the genius. Amen. Glory be to God. And the best guitar, Amen. Does, but they clap as I, you know, as I give them high fives. And Fiona, amen. Fiona is great. Hallelujah. Juliana finished school in the U.S. and the moment she arrived, when she came, she first did what most people do these days. Okay, I got to know very late, like 2 months after she had come back, that she had returned. You know, So when I got, you know, to see her, I was like, hey, when did you come back? Yesterday? She said, no. You know? I was like, so where have you been? She said, but I've been attending Zoe. You know? Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Then she came, you know, then she was just sitting, then a dream came. When God was telling her, please, you know, Amen? I'm going to paraphrase what God told her. Amen. Be serious. You know, Amen. This Casmol LAT, you know, is very serious. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. We are friends with her, so don't worry, amen. By the way, I thank you. You gave on the anniversary. You gave money, you know, some was left over. Like I wrote, we gave a love offering to the preacher, Magara, then some money also remained, and we topped it up this week, in the week, and these guys were for a dinner on Friday. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, you paid, brother. It is you guys who pay. Everything that is done here, the money is not coming from anywhere else. It comes from you. Glory be to God. So how are you able to pay rent and pay for the machines and then do the dinners? Well, I don't know. To be honest, you guys, you're waiting for miracles. But for me, every week, every time I think about LAT, it's a miracle. Amen? I sat with Juliana at the dinner. And I was telling her, like I've told you, now and again, that first of all, for you guys to come on Sunday and on Thursday and Wednesday, that in itself is a miracle. Especially you guys who go for Zoe. You know, it's right now, it is like if you thought Ukanali, it is illogical. It doesn't make sense. You know, I look at you, by the way, and I wonder, what? I'm telling you the truth. And the only way I can explain it, it must be God. I'm telling you, the way people are thinking, the thought process right now in this city, So when I see you guys, man, for me, I just, you know, I'm like, man, this is a God in heaven. That's one. Number two, even when someone gives 1K in this area, it's a miracle. Because why would, really, just think Canada, why would you give LAT money, you know, and not give it all to Zoe? You understand? But you guys, and maybe, like I was telling her, maybe I walk in unbelief. But I think it's not, I think it is just like seeing the amazement of God. You understand? This, like every Sunday, and every month we pay some over like a million in rent every week. Now, how, for guests to come and put in a 50K, and don't take that 50K to Zoe, I just don't understand how it operates. Either angels, you know, pickpocket you guys, and they put, I don't know how it works. Not like him, as you know, he's a very, you know, zealous, you know, all of you, most of you, apart from someone. not you, but someone close to you. Most people, most of you. So, think about how do you, it must be angels who pickpocket you guys. Amen. Then you even get extra for dinners. And I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, Then you come on Sunday. You know, anyway, for me, there is a God in heaven. I'm telling you the truth. Glory be to God. But give another big hand clap to the worship team, man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Man, these guys are good. Amen. Hallelujah. They are good. Albert is good. You all know Albert. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Fiona, Juliana, all of you. Glory be to God. So, God is good. And he appreciates all this. Amen. He does what? He appreciates all this. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Today was preparing for today was one of the strangest things. Since like Saturday, yesterday, the whole morning, I kept, wanting to hear from God, what I should preach, and man, nothing. You know, I was with Joseph watching soccer as I was praying, and I told him, man, I'm preaching tomorrow, but I have no idea. I woke up so early in the morning, I walked out of the house, I began to walk somewhere as I prayed, nothing. Amen. Then I was like, okay, I've finished this time, so now let me just sit in the car as I continue to pray. And the moment I sat, an idea came. You know, and something very simple. So don't think what is coming. But what is coming is very serious. However, don't think I'm going to pull a deep, I don't know those things. For some reason, God doesn't give me those things. Deep. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, and I'm not looking for those things. Amen. Most of those deep things that people talk, some of them. Again, I don't know the percentages. But most of it is just to impress man, impress hearers. It is just that. Why make things difficult? You understand? It is just that. A good bit of it, but of course, not all of it. Hallelujah. Amen. So today, for some reason, God wants us to talk about what we know, what we've heard. But very simple thing called humility. Humility and pride. Amen? It is that simple. It is that what? Simple. That simple. Hallelujah. And it is very important, especially for this coward, this guy LAT. Amen? This LAT, if you've been here for quite some time, like a year, the things which are in this place, What God has deposited in this small thing, you understand? The day it explodes, you will have to have had a very good foundation on some of these things. Especially humility. Because if it explodes and it gets you when you haven't worked on that area, you're going to fall. Amen? Now, you're going to fall, but especially the pastor. You understand? You understand? Especially the pastor. The first, you understand? Amen? And when I think about the possibility of this fall, when now all of a sudden we become great, when I think about it, I begin to now, like, admire preachers in the past, in years gone by, who began, like, ministry at a very late age of their lives. Because when you begin so late, like at 76, you don't have, you understand, you just do 7 years and then you go. But you begin 25, you begin now, then you have another 50 years. So those 50 years, you need the grace of God. Hallelujah. You know, all of you are young. God is going to make you great in whatever area. However, now because you know you're young and you're going to be here for another 60 years, if the Lord, tarries, you need the grace of God. Because in those 60 years, my friend, you know, this thing is very, I don't want to use this word, but I will use it. It is scary. You understand? It is so scary that now, if you're very sober, I don't know whether it is sober, you now, you cautiously aspire to become great. You understand? You are like, man, why remain? And the higher you are, when you fall, the more painful the fall. If you fell from this chair, most probably it won't be what? Painful. No, but if you're seated here and you fall, painful. Now if you have something, you're seated there, you understand? So, if you want to be great, or if God has told you you're going to become great in some area, you had better lay a very solid foundation of humility. I know you don't want to hear these things. You want to hear about blessings, about your what with the prophecy coming to you. You want to hear those things. Now, let those things come after you've laid a very solid foundation of what? I'm telling you the truth. Again, I tell people that either I'm growing old. You see, I have gray hair, Or the way I think these days, either it is a chronological age or it is what? I've become spiritual. I'm telling you, these things, man, are very what? Very scary. And therefore, what we need to do, all of us, we need the grace of God. No one can stand on their own in their strength. Amen? Hallelujah. And the interesting thing is, the most humble person, according to Jesus, according to God, they are the greatest. They are the what? The greatest. Now, if you are to aspire for greatness in something, one of the things that should be on your top list, greatness, is to be the most humble. Because according to Jesus, the greatest in the kingdom of God is the one who is most humble. Hallelujah. And if you're the most humble, that means that you can handle any kind of greatness. You understand? Because if this thing doesn't get you, you're ready. You are coming down. Hallelujah. You're what? You're coming. You have to come down. You have to. It is the law of the Spirit. Eh? Amen? And the coming down, first of all, the coming down first happens in the Spirit. Just like anything in life. Eh? Before you came to the earth, you were there. You were spirits in heaven. You were there. So just because we didn't see you, your parents didn't see you, doesn't mean that you were not there. You were there. Things first begin in the Spirit. You understand? Eh? Now, one of the things about this fall, eh, because of pride, it first happens in the Spirit. And in the natural, everything is still okay. But when already something, what? Now, that is also scary. That is also what? I mean, God should be a little bit more gracious. If we are fallen, let him, you know, you all want manifestation. Isn't it? Manifestation. To manifest. Fanero means what? You want manifestation. Now let God manifest the things real quick so that either we style up real quick. But for me to be, I fell already, yet you understand? Hey man, that's not cool. In my opinion. Maybe you're saying, Pastor Moses, you're just talking like that because you haven't yet what? You've fallen. Because man, so God begins to show everybody, glory be to God. Anyway, I've essentially told you what? What? I've told you everything. So let's just put scripture to them. Amen? Glory be to God. Amen? I have told you, and I'll tell you again, before I leave this earth, I want to live as someone who was the most humble man on the face of the earth. I might not achieve it, but when I get there, I'll tell God I tried. A few guys beat me, like 6 guys, but 7th place, God, yeah. Amen. But I don't think anyone will beat me, amen? Because I don't plan for anyone to beat me. Glory be to God. And now, I have begun to pursue this thing when I have nothing. So most probably, I'll make it, amen? Matthew chapter 11. Matthew 11, verse 7 to 11. So the disciples of John came to Jesus. John had a message for Jesus, asking him some things. Okay? Then Jesus gave them a response. Now in verse 7 it says, as they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, what did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I said to you, and more than a prophet. For this is he, talking about John, this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist. Man, I wish I would get this CV. When God say you guys, in your generation, there is none greater, than Moses. These are the CVs to have. Amen. Hallelujah. Then he says, but he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. So when John became the greatest, greater than everybody else, he didn't become now like the star. Like now, we are looking for who can now take the second one. God intends people to do greater, you know, to become better than John the Baptist. And he said that those who are least, anyone who's least in the kingdom of God is greater than John. Amen? Then Matthew, the same book, Matthew 18, verse 4, who is at least in the kingdom of God? Most of you know if you attended Martha's classes. Matthew chapter 18, verse 4, Jesus said that therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. If you want to be greater than John the Baptist, you must be, humble. You know? And if you want to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, you must become the most humble. Hallelujah. You must become the what? The most humble. I'm telling you, before I leave this earth, like I always tell you, just try to fight for what? For number two. Don't waste your time. Amen. First leave the Bible alone. Become greater than John the Baptist. Jesus has told you. Become greater than him. However, in the slim what? Slim class here. You and John the Baptist. Now these things sound very what? Anyway, but you know I'm joking. But I'm also not joking. Amen. Hallelujah. But the point is, if you want to become the greatest in the kingdom of God. And now this greatest, most of the greatest, they're not even known. Just like the most prosperous people, I believe the most prosperous people in this country are not known. By Kabushenga, by all those media houses. They are not known. I believe they are not known. That's what I believe. Why? Because these ones who are known are thieves. They are thugs. You know, I told you years ago, for me, I stopped this nonsense of good family just because of money. You know, of affluence. And then say, good family. They went to smack. Then what? Nonsense. You know, because most of them are thugs. You know, if those parents could explain Burundi how they got that money to take to smile, you understand? They just tore the money. They just played what? They sold wetlands. They sold grave, with cemeteries. This woman I saw was being quizzed on that what? Commission of inquiry. The land thing. By the way, I get shocked when there's a woman who is a thief. It is strange, isn't it? A woman, maybe I'm old, that man, things have changed. But a woman, men, yeah. But a woman, women have, they are great people. So when this woman, man, was their man, you saw the thing, I guess, what you read. Who, she was in the, that place. And so, what was she? Jira, we watched it on the news with you. And she was, so she could sign off things. She was a big person, a registrar, whatever it is. So, she worked land with cemeteries, Then she put them in her maiden name, Then she put some in, I think she had sons. So a son, now you see, they say good family, but in a taka, then the guy, he can sell that cemetery, that land, gets ₦1 billion. Then he becomes, it's a good family. The guy studied well, then what now? Thieves, man. Mama got a good family. Most of the good families are teachers. Of course, there are teachers also who are thieves. And very many. Amen. But it is those people who have not much. They really have nothing. You can what? We talk about they have lived on what they have, the little. They have taken their kids to overweight schools, you know, then somehow they struggle, you know, And they grow up the kids with good manners, But the kids have nothing much, have nothing to be admired about, but they are kids who have character. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So the greatest, if you're not be the greatest, be the most humble. You've seen it. Amen. We have to be like Jesus. We have to be like who? Like Jesus. We supersede John and become like Jesus. You all know the scripture I'm going to read. Which scripture? Philippians chapter 2. This is one of my best scriptures. And I'm preaching one of my, you know, the things, the topic I love most. I'm wondering when God will tell me again to preach about prosperity. Yesterday I thought it was coming. Because I'm praying nothing is coming. Then God is like, maybe he wants, he's like, yeah, when I tell you to preach about the prosperity, yeah, it won't require you so much, what? Like to pray, because you know it. So I thought it was coming. Amen? But I didn't want it to come. Amen? Because right now, the environment is not right for it. Hallelujah. You know, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, from verse 5 to 11, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself. And he became obedient. One of the things about humility is obedience. Is what? So he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. Even the death of the cross. Okay? When he humbled himself, the next verses, I tell you that, he became the greatest. Amen? Exaltation comes after humility. Okay? And pride comes before a fall. Amen? Pride comes before what? A fall. And the fall, I'll remind you, the most scary bit about the fall. It first happened in the spirit. And the manifestations, you can see them after 3 years. Naye nga chagwada. It already happened. You know, that is a scary bit. Let me stop scaring you. So he humbled himself, you know, and then he became great. Because verse 9 says that therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, all those in heaven, and all those on earth, and all those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus got that CV after humbling himself. Amen? You've read the final quest, there's a lesson in there where it says that, what? You had better humble yourself, because if God decides to humble you, it is not funny. Glory be to God. Amen? Thank God for me right now, God has nothing to what? To humble me about, because I have nothing. I have what? Nothing. Hallelujah. There's someone here in church, who wanted to get me on NBS, Sam Show. You know, I was on NTV, then they wanted to get me on NBS, Sam Show called people and power, eh? Same like that. Eh? So they asked the person for my details, why, yeah, blah, 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 you know those things. Eh? And that was the end. But was like last year. As in, they never, no feedback. Glory be to God. So you can see, for me, there's nothing. Why? You know, guys just say, are useless, you know. Eh? Hallelujah. Amen. A useless chap. So, yes. Amen. Amen. And so, yeah, if you're great here, you had better humble yourself. Eh? Because if God comes in to humble you, someone said that, okay, that becomes humiliation. According to the doctrine or the grace of God, God, you know, God doesn't humiliate people. Well, and he doesn't. He humbles them. He doesn't humiliate anybody. Amen? Glory be to God. So this church, especially Pastor Moses, you had better build a very solid foundation of humility. That's why I pursue this subject. I've pursued it for years. I'm very serious. I'm not preaching this thing just to you, but to me. I'm very serious about this thing. Especially this year, the things that have happened to me this year, I was telling people on Thursday, the things God has given me just this year. If God didn't give me anything else until next year, man, I have a lot to thank God for. Again, like I told you, things first begin in the spirit. So the things God has given me in the spirit just this year, you know, I don't think I've received these things since I got born again in 90, things greater than this. Maybe they, well, I don't know. Amen? Hallelujah. I received from Apostle Sirada, you know, and some of you, you're debating what I received. But what that guy had, he had it. And no one else had it in this country. Because at any one time, there's one person who has it. You understand? And the guy, you know, God, you remember the dream? God sent him and he came. I don't know even, I doubt whether he knew what was coming to do. Amen? So I got it. It's there in the spirit. There's nothing you can do about it. It's there. You know? Then, then I received all those dreams, shepherd, Bushiri, then the Elvis thing, you know. Then when he was touching my eyes, Elvis. Then a few weeks ago, some guy had a dream. I've shared this before, but I'll share it again. I'm just trying to show you why I have to pursue this humility thing very seriously. You know, because if I don't, one time, after now the greatness has been manifested, one time this Pastor Moses guy is coming down, will come down. And that painfully. It is the same thing as what I preached the other day, losing, someone taking your crown. Amen? So a few weeks ago, someone had a dream when, in this dream, an old gentleman, an old man, who in the dream was my father, brought me gifts. A parcel with gifts. One of the gifts was the Bible. There was a Bible. A Bible. And some of you are, but, who don't want gifts of Bible? Don't ever specialize gifts, Anybody? An old man, a father, symbolizing the Father God, a Bible. The second gift was, the second gift in the parcel was my book, Financial Prosperity. Okay? That was one of the gifts in the parcel. The third thing in the parcel was a pair of glasses. Glasses which help to see. Hallelujah. Amen. known to we talk about this on Thursday. Anyway, grants herself to her to see. Then the first gift was a pair of shoes. They were not brand new shoes. Eh? Okay? We all wish, just imagine some guy gives you shoes, gifts, birthday, but used shoes. Well, God doesn't think like your boyfriends or girlfriends. Eh? God can give used things. And according to him, they are precious, you know. Eh? So anyway, it was a pair of shoes. Used shoes, but in good condition. And many of you wear what? You buy second hand, you see. No. You buy them, but you don't want to receive them as gifts. Hallelujah. I know, I am in this country. I grew up in this country. So I know these things. Glory be to God. And those places have very good shoes. These wool funny shoes shining, well, they are fake. You just use them a little bit, then, they are fake, man. Use shoes, you go those places, you find clerks. Anyway, and God also thinks like that, because that's why he gave me used shoes. Okay? They were used shoes in good condition. And they what? And they had a label. They were not clerks. Eh? The label wasn't clerks. The label was a preacher's name. You understand? And God is like, that's one of the gifts. Hallelujah. Meaning that some preacher just lost their what? Their shoes. Or their what? Ministry. You understand? Now, because I know who the preacher is, and what I'm trying to say, I've received so much this year. You know, eh? Now, if we takes you, now I have to now lay a very solid foundation of humility. Because when now the specs begin to work, and then the shoes manifest, you understand? The book, The Financial Prosperity, I guess it all relates to my calling. You understand? We now become the most prominent prosperity preacher in this country. And the most honest at that. Somehow, I don't know, in the past, all these prosperity preachers were all thugs. Anyway, that's another subject. But this prosperity thing, I've shared with you that dream of where there was a contest, okay? Pastor Moses, the FPO, and another who preacher, and in the contest, again, it was my dream. Thank God these dreams are not mine, that I made them up. And so the contest then I won. Then the dream ends with the cross of Jesus, and I'm standing on this side of the cross. The other preacher is standing on this side of the cross. And my part of the cross, again, the context is prosperity. It was shining so bright. The other preacher, a Ugandan preacher, by the way, his side of the cross, it was dripping blood. What you guys need to do, you should do what Elvis tells you every Tuesday. Don't walk by the senses. Say yes. But I wonder if you're going to do it. Don't walk by the senses. Elvis tells you all that things are not always what they appear like in the natural. Do you understand? Now, in all things concerning that prosperity thing, you say don't walk by senses. Concerning this prosperity thing, really, if you're to talk about material things, manifest a prosperity. You're calling yourself the expert, manifest it. So if we are to talk about that, manifesting it, there is no way I equal this guy. No way. No way. You understand? That's why I can't get on people and power. What's that stuff? You know, However, in the eyes of God, this subject, the way I've done it with a good heart, I've not, to be honest, there's no one in this place whose dime I've ever played. Absolutely. If I wanted to play this money, first of all, now, especially you guys in LAT, because now most of you, well, not all of you, a few of you, like five, you really believe, like five people, you really believe, you know, that actually I am anointed for this prosperity thing. You believe those three dreams, Governor BOU, financial prosperity, overseer, the president, they all mean the same thing, by the way. It's not like a fascist level, then another, you understand? They all mean the same thing. So now, with just you five people who believe it, do you know that I can use that to play you bulungi? Because I would always, you are always emphasize impartation. You understand? I would do that. And then I will make you look like if you don't give the FPO money. You understand? I would use it. And I can, but I can't. Amen? You understand? I can't. Because now I get your money, I play you, then I guys spend it, then it's over. Then some child of God is crying. I manipulated. You understand? It's just not right. If you really have a good heart. Hallelujah. I would just ride on this impartation thing. But I can't, man. The little I have now, I am prosperous. All my needs are taken care of. And I have more than what? Enough to be a blessing to what? To others. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. I am not the only one to lay the foundation of humility. You too, you had better lay. You know, And it's not the greatest, only the greatest to fall. Even the next one also, you know, Even the one, you understand, All of us at any level where we can fall. So I'm not talking only about the what? You understand? Amen? In the book, The Final Quest, you know, Rick Jr. was told that in this world, you can fall at any time from any level. At any time. Amen? From any level. Whether there, where, you understand? Okay? This message is not gracious. Pastor Moses, you're not preaching the grace of God. You're not edifying what you know. You're not encouraging people. Well, those are yours. For me, you know, I sought God for someone. You know, so this I believe this is what I got. Hallelujah. If I'm not encouraging, if I'm not making you feel nice, well, you go to other churches. Who will tell you the grace of it? Hallelujah. And one time I'll become great, I'll become famous, and your pastor will call me. Hallelujah. And I'll come for you with the same message. Then you say, now our pastor has lost it. Now he's mixing the land grace. You know, he's now mixing, you know, now he's hobnobbing with legalistic preachers. A little living, you know, those things. Glory be to God. 1 Peter chapter 5. Glory, glory, glory. 1 Peter chapter 5. And, but I really feel sorry for people who are greatly gifted spiritually. Over the years, I've come to thank God. Maybe God is like, now, no, it's not right. But over the years, I've come to thank God for not being so greatly gifted in these things of what? Hallelujah. Especially greatly gifted and young chaps. Man, if you see someone greatly gifted and they're young, pray for them. They need the grace of God. Hallelujah. Because with that, there comes instability. You have something. You need the grace of God. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 5. Most of you forgot, you can't open what? These Bibles to the book because you're used to what? These book forms what? They take it open, a hard copy. You fumble like I'm doing. Amen. Even me, right? I want to get back to opening pages. They are good, so 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5 says, "You younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility." Be what? Clothed with humility. In addition to your boot designer things. Amen. Be also clothed. Most importantly, be clothed with humility. Wear the garment of what? Humility. But I'm not speaking, some of you are saying, maybe if my boss was around, my boss, No. I'm speaking to you, and I'm speaking to me. Amen? This is to help you. You might fall tomorrow, because you can fall from any level. If you are this level, you can fall. If you are that chair, you can fall from that chair. You're there, So the best thing to do, the only thing to do, whatever, is to be clothed with what? Humility. For God resists the proud. The gracious God resists proud people. Do you know what it means, resisting? Resisting means oppose. God, this God full of grace, opposes his children who are proud. He resists them. Glory to God. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Amen. There it says in verse 6, "Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due what? In due time." Hallelujah. Humility, when you're clothed with humility, amen, it is the highest rank in heaven. Just like we saw, the most humble is the greatest. By the way, aren't to be the greatest? Just to remind you. I know there are people here seated, especially in the choir, who are like, "Brother Moses, I don't think you're pursuing that. You're just lying us." Like all preachers, they lie. They preach what they don't what? Practice. Fiona is thinking that way. The way you behave, what? Really? Does it show someone who's pursuing humility? I was just going to start singing, then you told me. Glory be to God. Yeah, I'm pursuing it. Hallelujah. Amen. But sometimes humility doesn't manifest in the way that you want. Hallelujah. But it is the highest rank in heaven. Amen. In the book, which book? The Final Quest. That's why I now have this sheet. Together, so market. Hallelujah. I was told For you, they haven't yet told you. But maybe according to God, he's like, I told you through your pastor. I was told last year, I was told that if you want to be great in heaven, master that book, The Final Quest. Okay? Now, I'm going to read like three stuff, but they're not in order. So maybe one was coming after the other, you know. Amen? But concerning rank in the kingdom, in this vision, Rick Joyner says, I was left standing in the midst of the great company of angels who were ministering to the wounded. You remember? There was a battle. Okay? So these angels were ministering to the wounded on the level of salvation. That is the lowest level. Who have jumped to become disciples. They don't know the parable of the sower. They don't read the words of Jesus. Barimu devotion, no barimu prophecies. They know the latest prophets that had come, but they can't tell you what Jesus said. Anyway, level of what? Yeah. Then he said that as I began to walk past these angels, they bowed on one knee and showed me great respect. I finally asked one of them why they did this, as even the smallest was much more powerful than I was. Because of the mantle, he replied. That garment of what? Humility. Yeah? Because of what you're wearing. You know? Then the angel added and said, this is the highest rank in the kingdom. The highest rank in the kingdom. Okay? It means you the humble, the ones who are going to what? Reign with Jesus. The humble are those who are going to judge angels. You remember? The scripture which says that don't you know that we shall judge angels. Now, not every Christian is going to judge what? Angels. There's this book, The Heavens Open, by Anna Ree. There was this angel. The guy was mugged. He was what? Mugged what? So they said, yes, you know. Then she said, man, this one mugged is because of the mob work I do to get people obedient. You see, that's why what? Yeah, I'm like this. Because I have to do too much, I'm doing too much work to get children of God, Christians, to be obedient. Amen? To a degree, I think I'm also mugged in the spirit. Because they will have money. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, then the angel said that I wish you would like reduce my exercise, my workout program. Now, if you're giving angels hard work to get you to obey God, how are you going to judge them? You don't qualify to judge them. Hallelujah. So, the angel tells Joyner that because of that mantle, he said that you are the dreaded champions. Those who are wearing that mantle. You're the dreaded champions. The sons and daughters of the king. He wore the same. But they tell him that everyone in heaven and hell can recognize that mantle. Devils recognize it. And they usually keep away from humble people. They recognize it and man, they know that for this one, we have to really plan well. But some other, they just come, Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, something else about humility, in addition to it being the highest rank in the kingdom. So again, this was happening. Joyner says that then I looked over the carnage below. You know, He's on a mountain. Then he looks over below, at the carnage, who below. And the slowly retreating demonic army. Meaning that Christians were winning. The enemy is doing what? Retreating. Then he says, behind me, more of the glorious warriors were constantly taking their places on the mountain. I knew that we were now strong enough to attack and destroy what was left of the enemy. Not yet, wisdom said. Look over there. He said, man, you're in for what? A surprise. I looked in the direction he was pointing, but had to shield my eyes from the glory emanating from my own armor to see anything. Then I caught a glimpse of some movement in a small valley. I could not make out what I was seeing because the glory shining from my armor made it difficult to see into the darkness. I asked wisdom if there was something that I could cover my armor with so I could see. He then gave me a plain mantle to put on. You know that mantle? You know, in order to see well, he had to be given humility. That means that if you're not humble, you can't see well. You can't what? You can't see well. There is a veil on your eyes, Tolaba. Even the obvious. Hallelujah. Anyway, but let's go on. What is this? I inquired, a little insulted by the mantle, like it was fake, Humility, said wisdom. You will not be able to see very well without it. Reluctantly, I put it on, and immediately I saw many things I could not see before. I looked toward the valley and the movement I had seen. To my astonishment, there was an entire division of the enemy that was waiting to ambush anyone who ventured from the mountain. That division of the enemy could only be seen by the humble, and it was coming for Christians, but they couldn't see it. Amen? What army is this? What army is that, I asked. And how did they escape the battle intact? That is pride, exclaimed wisdom. It is the hardest enemy to see after you have been in the glory. Those who refuse to put on this cloak of humility will suffer much at the hands of that most devious enemy. As I look back at the mountain, I saw many of the glorious warriors crossing the plain to attack the remnant of the enemy. None of them was wearing the cloak of humility, and they had not seen the enemy that was ready to attack them from the rear. I started to run out to stop them, but wisdom restrained me. Just imagine a humble person like Pastor Moses. Seeing the enemy is going to hammer fellow Christians, is going to hit them bulunje. Again, why? Because of pride. Gonna hit them. And then Pastor Moses wants to go to warn them. You guys, because of pride, you're gonna be hit. And Jesus, this wisdom is Jesus. And Jesus says, no, don't. He said, don't. He said, don't. He told him, you cannot stop this. You cannot do what? Only the soldiers who wear this cloak of humility will recognize your authority. Meaning that if people cannot recognize your authority, they won't listen to you. I mean, who are you? You can't even be on NBS. People power. You understand? You know, yeah, I mean, you know, how big is your church? Who are you, Who are those people in your church who are attending your church? How much do you collect? You're there, you're thankful to God for 600,000. When they give 600K, you're thankful. You see it as a, you know, a miracle. So it's 600,000. Yeah. You know, So God says, Moses, Bali, Kiba, Kube, what? No, of course, he doesn't say that. But maybe, you know. He says, only if, only those who have that clock will recognize the authority. He says, you cannot stop it. Okay, then he says, come with me. There is something else that you must see before you can help lead in the great battle that is coming. Glory be to God. I hope you recognize that these things are very serious. Do you know God can send you help? And then you say, but, I mean, really, what prosperity anointing do you have? I mean, sure, call, manifest. You know? God will say, but okay, you know? Only those who can recognize. In that book, Anna Runtree, when the heavens are open, the angels told her that in the spirit, we know each other by the essence of who we are. Not by the manifesto, but the essence of who we are. You know? Like, the angels can recognize, like, humility, you understand? In the world, but they know, they can recognize anything, the essence of who they are. That's how they look at each other. Okay? Again, I remind you guys all the time, I think, all the time. Why don't you do what Elvis tells you to do? What does he tell you to do every Tuesday? Don't go by natural senses. We haven't been in Zoe since the year started. Man, it's a shocker, So I don't know if that message has changed. But I don't see it. Elvis, that's his main talk. Sense, you know, the divine, isn't it? Those are his words. I know his words, Bolonj. The divine, glory be to God. Amen? So you guys do that. It will save you a lot of trouble. And if God sends you some guy, to warn you, you had better recognize the guy in the spirit. Otherwise, Jesus might tell the guy, don't leave them. Hallelujah. Amen? You're getting something today? It's for your own good. The good of your future. The good of generations to come after you. Because if you're hammered, it will affect your kids. You know what I mean? Amen? It will affect people who are coming after you. Glory be to God. Amen? Okay, let's read something else as we end. Amen? Glory, glory, glory. The next lesson, and maybe I've said it already, but still, we shall read it. So Rick Joyner now here sees the enemy fleeing in all directions except for one division, pride. Completely undetected, it had mashed up right up to the rear of the advancing warriors and was about to release a hail of arrows. I then noticed that the mighty warriors had no armor on their backsides. They were totally exposed and vulnerable to what was about to hit them. Wisdom remarked, "You have taught that there's no armor for the backside, which means you're vulnerable if you run from the enemy. However, you never saw how advancing in pride also makes you vulnerable." I could only nod in acknowledgement, for it was too late to do anything. It was almost unbearable to watch, but wisdom said I must. you must watch how your brethren are going to be hit. You must watch it. Why? Because of pride. Yeah? Okay? I knew that the kingdom of God was about to suffer a major defeat. Though I had felt sorry before, I had never felt this kind of sorrow. To my amazement, when the arrows of pride struck the warriors, they did not even notice. However, the enemy kept shooting. The warriors were bleeding and getting weaker fast, but they would not acknowledge it. Soon they were too weak to hold up their shields and swords. They cast them down, declaring that they no longer needed them. They started taking off their armor, saying that it was not needed anymore either. Then another enemy division appeared and moved up swiftly. It was called Strong Delusion. Strong Delusion. We are Christians are deceived with obvious things, eh? But somehow, amen? Its members released a hail of arrows, and they all seemed to hit their marks. It only took a few of the demons of delusion, who were all small and seemingly weak, to lead away this once great army of glorious warriors. They were taken to various prison camps, each named after a different doctrine of demons. I was astounded at this great company of the righteous, that it had been so easily defeated, and they still did not even know what had hit them. Now this is very sad. You're hit and you even don't know what has hit you. But you're still around. Eh? It's not like hit and die. No. You are around. You see scary thing? You are around, but you even don't know that you've been hammered. Amen? Then Rick Jenner says, how could those who are so strong, who have been all the way to the top of the mountain, who have seen the Lord as they have, be so vulnerable? Pride is the hardest enemy to see, and it always sneaks up behind you, wisdom lamented. In some ways, those who have been to the greatest heights are in the greatest danger of falling. You must always remember that in this life, you can fall at any time from any level. Take heed when you think you stand, lest you fall, I replied. How awesome such scriptures seem to me now. When you think you're the least vulnerable to falling, is in fact when you're the most vulnerable. Most men fall immediately after a great victory. Amen? You're going there, eh? You know? Breakthroughs are coming in your life. Eh? But watch those moments when you get a breakthrough. Eh? Watch, you know, tread carefully in those moments. Eh? Amen? I have seen these things. Eh? Yeah, but I'll never give you examples. Hallelujah. Most men fall immediately after a great victory. Wisdom lamented. How can we keep from being attacked like this? I asked. Stay close to me. Inquire of the Lord before making major decisions. And keep that mantle of humility on. It looks so plain and insignificant. I felt that it made me look like a homeless person. Wisdom responded as if I'd been speaking out loud. The Lord is nearer to the homeless than to kings. You only have true strength to the degree that you walk in the grace of God. And He gives His grace to the humble. No weapon can penetrate this mantle of humility, because nothing can overpower the grace of God. As long as you wear this mantle, you are safe from this kind of attack. The attack of pride. Eh? You know, eh? As long as you wear humility, you are safe. Hallelujah. You learned something today? Amen. Yeah. Just thank God in your own words for what you have received. Take a minute or two to meditate upon these things. Let them sink into your heart. Don't allow the enemy to steal them from your heart just after the service is over. Okay? The parable of the sower says that the enemy is always there, ready to snatch the word. This that I've preached today is foundational. It is very important. It is fundamental. Hallelujah. So don't let the enemy steal it. If you must get this someone in a week and you listen to it, you store it somewhere, please do that. Okay? But this is very key. Hallelujah. Especially to you, Pastor Moses. Yeah. I acknowledge that. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. In everything that we do, may we seek your glory and yours alone. May we always know that we are what we are, not because of ourselves, but because of you. May we always yield to your spirit. May we always yield to your leading. May we always walk in oneness with you. For that is the only way we can remain at any level that you've placed us at. Otherwise, if we're not in oneness with you, in oneness with your spirit, if we're not yielding to you, Father, yielding to your spirit, then we are destined for a great fall. But you don't want us to fall. You want us to continually manifest you, to continue showing the world the greatness of your majesty. Help us, Father. Help us, Lord.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.